It's 30 minutes after 9. It's a Monday morning, meaning Eitan Stern from Legalese is on the line. Eitan, how's it going?
It is going well, Nick. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, so this is something that I think has got a lot of people very anxious and a lot of people desperately wanting to know what the answer to the question is. Can you travel with a criminal record?
Okay. So, it's as you said, Nick, it's coming up the holiday season, which means two things. Firstly, people are planning their overseas holidays. And secondly, people are starting to get super reckless as summer rolls in and fun is in the air. Now, I really hope everyone out there is playing safety first, which is my favorite game, and keeping on the right side of the law. But for anyone wondering about the consequences of committing a crime, we thought we'd look at one question we as lawyers get very often, and that's, can I travel with a criminal record? So firstly, can you get a passport when you have a criminal record? And the answer is probably yes. Even criminals or rehabilitated criminals are still citizens and they still have rights. So you can get a passport even when you have a record. However, if you're on probation or have outstanding warrants, like we spoke about last week, or are on bail, then you may not be allowed to get a passport. So you can get a passport, then what's the big issue? Well, to get it into different countries, you need a visa for that country. And what is a visa? It's permission to travel to a foreign country. It's like a party invitation, but that party is, say, America. Now, many countries, there are many countries that South Africans can visit without a visa. This includes SADC countries and most of South and Central America and more. All you need to visit these countries is your passport. But there are a bunch of countries for which us traveling on the green number need a visa to get into. And this is where your problems start if you have a criminal record. Because on most visa applications, you'll have to state whether you have a criminal record. And some countries have rules around allowing entry to travelers with records. So if you have a record, even if it's for a minor crime, then you may not be allowed entry into that country. Now, some countries, such as the United States, require travelers with criminal records to get a waiver, which is just a matter of a fee on the application. Other countries have no restrictions to criminal records, while some countries deny entry to those convicted of specific crimes, such as murder or anything to do with guns or drugs. So if you have a record when planning a trip, it's important to check with the embassy or the consulate of the country you're visiting to see if you're allowed in. Or if you're facing charges against you, then check out your travel restrictions. And you may be thinking, well, I can just lie on the form. Well, unfortunately, that does not work. Immigration Control and Home Affairs have a lot of information on us. So it'll probably get noticed and you'll be denied entry just for lying alone. Now, even if you get through the process and get a visa, this doesn't guarantee you entry into the country which gave it to you. The final decision on letting you in resides with the immigration official at the border of the airport that you're arriving at. So if for some reason you're checked at the border, you could be denied entrance if it turns out you have a record and managed to get the visa. Now, you may be thinking, well, this is a pretty grim topic. Why are we talking about this on a Monday morning? It's not exactly like we're all murderers out there. Well, as I said, it's holiday season coming up, and unfortunately, there are some crimes which have become commonplace around this time of year, and I am trying to instill some fear, additional fear into these criminals. So if you're a fan of drinking and driving, causing trouble, or being drunkenly abusive in any way, just remember there's one extra reason to be liquor over summer. If you get a record, even for a minor offense, you may not be allowed to travel to some parts of the world. So that's about it. South Africa will let you travel with a record, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get in where you want to go. So with that, keep safe, ride alive, and have a solid first few weeks of summer.
Hey, son, thank you, dude. We're going to put this on catch-up, and we'll chat to you again next week, Monday.
Looking forward to it. Have a good week.